PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch. All the food groups are represented. Did your mom marry Mr. Rogers?
No, Mr. Johnson.
Huh. Here's my impression of life at Big Bri's house. Son? Yeah, Dad? How's your day, pal? Great, Dad. How's yours? Super. Say, son, how'd you like to go fishing this weekend? Great, Dad. But I've got homework to do. That's all right, son. You can do it on the boat. Gee. Dear, isn't our son swell? Yes, dear. Isn't life swell? Oh. Oh.
All right. What about your family?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
It's real easy. Stupid, worthless, no good goddamn freeloading son of a bitch. Retarded, big mouth, know-it-all asshole jerk. You forgot ugly, lazy, and disrespectful. Shut up, bitch! Go fix me turkey pot pie. What about you, Dad? F*** you. No, Dad. What about you? F*** you! No, Dad! What about you? F*** you!
Oh, Lord. Welcome to very, very swell Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me this week, and hopefully for many other weeks, but we don't know, is the delightful William Papa Giorgio.
Howdy.
You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. here at www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can watch a cable cast of a radio show, which you really just got to be a horse's ass with nothing better to do.
Horse makes me think of Spencer.
Yeah. Who the Jesus hell does itch. That? And the sad thing is we have multiple friends who have. But we're on Cox Channel 37. If you're poor and don't have a cable box, it's Cox Channel 10 and Comcast Channel 27 with show archives found at inpapasbasement.com. Getting to the show today, I want to touch a little on John Hughes kicking the bucket. Friggin' love that guy's movies. We started off a little homage to The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, everyone knows. At least I know that. I never knew the dude's name, and I'm amazed like people care this much.
Well,
I mean, it ain't on par with Jacko, but it's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Those, I'm going to get to it, but those I think are some of the best 80s movies, certainly most enduring.
But I've never heard that guy's name before now.
Really? No, yeah. I definitely knew the damn name.
I knew, like, the Brat Pack?
Yes.
Yeah, I've always heard that term. He's the director?
Yeah, he was the director, kind of like writer and producer, I think, for at least a couple of those things.
Never heard that dude mentioned.
Well, we got Hughes. We've got a review of the Paul McCartney concert that I had to see with my mom because that's what cool people do on a Saturday night. And
me, I was sitting alone. Just like, or what? I don't know.
You could have gone. You could have taken that bullet.
Yeah, I was just sitting on the
couch. You threw me to the dogs, yeah. Speaking of Mariah, the mom, we've got her birthday, which, Will, you care to discuss that at all?
Once, surprisingly well.
That's what I was going to discuss. For once, it wasn't a Papa Giorgio bloodbath. And if time allows, we're going to get to a few entertainment subjects, like Lady Gaga maybe having a penis, and a review of a film we haven't seen yet, Funny People, because I love stealing from Don Geronimo. And
oh, they already did that?
What?
The reviewing movies you haven't seen?
We've done it before.
Yeah, I know, but they did it too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like a good bit.
No, no. Don used to say, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice, so.
Nice.
Yeah. But. So we're definitely stealing twice and going to the well.
All right. Well,
but,
let's knock him out.
First things first, John Hughes. You just said you weren't too aware of the dude's name, actually, but you're more than familiar with the works, right?
Breakfast Club. I've I've seen like bits and pieces of the others. I was like, this is a piece of ass.
Well, the two big ones, the non-Molly Ringwald is a central component because really she can kiss my ass. I never liked Molly Ringwald. But the two big ones for my money were Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller's.
Oh, he did Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought you were talking like Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire. And
he didn't do St. Elmo's. Someone ripped off the cast for St. Elmo's, but that was not his baby.
What's the other, Pretty in Pink?
Pretty in Pink, Weird Science.
Oh, that's right, that guy's. Well, isn't it just the nerd is in Weird Science? Anthony Michael Hall or whatever?
Yes. And a delightful Bill Paxton.
But no Vanessa Angel.
No, no, no. That's in the series.
Yeah, so the chick doesn't have... Well, she didn't even have implants in the series.
No, but she was really hot. Kelly LeBrock? Oh, you're saying Vanessa Angel. No, no.
She didn't get him until, like, Kingpin era.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was, like, flat.
I thought she was, like, always cork in the bat.
No.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
But
Very disappointing.
I remember my introduction to his work. It was back in eighth grade, and I had just started seeing a counselor. Because I wanted to be cool and different, and so, of course, I needed to see a shrink, and I needed to be on Prozac. The joke being later in life, I'm doomed to horrible, horrible differences. I couldn't be normal if I tried. But back then, I thought I had to struggle for it. So I'm seeing this shrink, and he was a good guy. I forgot his name, but kind of had, like, the curly afro. Looked like, what was the painter's name?
Painter.
The famous painter who would just sit there and, like, paint trees and landscapes and all that crap. And he had the big, bushy, hippie fro. And who gives a crap? He just looked very hippy-dippy.
The dude on TV?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I just remember the Big Nate pair.
Big Nate was Rusty Cena. There you go. God bless Big Nate. One of those totally unheralded comics. Anyhow.
I think all comics suck besides Life in Hell. Looking back, even Calvin and Hobbes. Far Side, maybe. Okay.
No, they were pretty decent.
Life in Hell just buries all.
Well, Life in Hell is all. Yeah, it was fantastic and evil and, like, barely put into papers, man.
And we never got it.
No.
We had to get it on the black market.
It was like a friggin' Cali paper.
I was going to say, I bet, like, it ran in L.A. and stuff.
Yeah, in New York. You're not getting it out here. Yeah. But
anyway,
I remember maybe it was my second or third meeting with the guy, and he was older and wiser, and he's like, yeah, you're not really all that effed up. And if you do feel effed up, why don't you check out a copy of The Breakfast Club? So I made Mom rent it on VHS from Power Video.
Compare you to Bender.
I don't know what he was going for when I was supposed to rent that, but I'll be goddamned if I didn't see that movie and walk out of it like, I want to be John Bender.
I think he was probably trying to show you that everyone has problems, regardless of how normal they appear on the outside.
I completely...
took the wrong meeting.
Yeah, I completely missed the boat on it for years. All I thought was, Molly Ringwald is a stuck-up C with a perfect life. I want to be John Bender. I want my dad burning my arm with a cigarette because I spilled paint in the garage.
Mom burnt me with a cigarette once.
What?
I don't know if it was intentionally, though.
I really doubt it. She was never into, like, crazy physical violence. We got, like...
She locked me in the garage once. I had to kick my way out of the damn windows.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't you cut yourself, too, doing it?
I'm sure. It's probably not a good idea to have a five-year-old kicking out panes of glass.
Oh, God. We'll get to it. I just remember, for years, I lived my life trying to look like John Bender.
I was going to say, you used to dress like him now that I think about
it. Yeah, put two and two together,
like,
man.
Like a flannel under the denim jacket or whatever.
That's kind of where I took the whole damn look. It took me years to admit Judd Nelson was a stain because I loved John Bender so goddamn much.
What other show is he on? Like that show with Brooke Shields?
Yeah. Suddenly Susan?
Yeah.
God, why did we... That was like a homo contest and I beat you by a hair. But, yeah, man. And Ferris Bueller.
Because I think, like, the reason I thought of that is, like, that show was on. And, like, at the time I saw The Breakfast Club, so it was weird for me to see this guy, like, what, 20 years apart? 15, maybe.
15, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, wow, that guy's that old guy now.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks basically the same. But
no, he aged pretty well. Swarthy, oily man that he is.
Was it eye tie?
Or Greek.
Something. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it was a Greek.
Yeah, you got the Greek schnoz, that's for sure.
Definitely has the busted beat club thing going. But I effing love that. And you look back and think of Ferris Bueller as well. How many movies were big in the 80s? Like, you got your Lethal Weapons and your Rain Man and RoboCop and crap like that. But no one really gives that much of a crap about them anymore.
Nah.
But you look back. I mean, hell, how many times on Facebook have you been hit with the, which, you know... Which John Hughes character are you survey? Have you seen that?
No, I ignore all of those things.
I definitely hit ignore and hide, but I remember seeing them before. And there's one, you know, which Breakfast Club character are you?
Yeah, I've probably seen people's results posted, but... Oh, I hate receiving things like that.
For my money, and the dude did movies that we weren't that into either. Like, I don't know about you, I was never huge into Planes, Trains, Automobiles. I know I sound like a damn ass for saying that. It was never my favorite.
I mean, I've heard of the title.
Uncle Buck.
Oh, John Candy.
Yeah, the blessed John Candy. A couple of these films, I enjoyed it well enough. It wasn't brilliant, but like, for my money, Ferris Bueller and Breakfast Club, those are transcendent, man.
Yeah, pretty.
Those really live on. I mean, Christ.
Ferris Bueller's a bit cornier. I'd say Breakfast Club. That's a good flick. It'll stand the test of time.
I mean, I went back to Breakfast Club. Jesus, it came out, I want to say, 84, 85, and I was watching it 94, 95. So I could have been a total douche about it and been like, oh, look at their essy hair. And
right.
It just came alive to me. It blew me away. I mean, I was dumb and 14 and probably stoned at the time. But
no, it's not dated at all.
Yeah, it's still good stuff.
That's kind of like, I forget, I've heard, damn it, someone was interviewing Marlon Wayans. I think it was Big O and Dukes and then later the Junkies. But Big O and Dukes were saying, like, you know, they're talking about Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah.
And how that movie is probably like over 15 years old now, almost 20.
Don't Be would probably be like 94, yeah.
So, right, you're talking like over 15 years, and it's like still funny today. I mean, yeah, you can look at it and say like this looks dated or that looks dated, but holds up, man. You know, I can't say the same for White Chicks. How that's going to work. But.
Oh, yeah, so it was brilliant at the time, of course. But
yeah, I mean, some movies, yeah, you go back and watch, and yeah, it might look like an 80s or early 90s movie, but...
The content still holds up because it's tapping into kind of like universal truths, you know, archetypes and things like that.
Yeah, it's not like watching Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
God, that was a good pull. What a bad, bad film.
It's just the way it looks, man. It looks like it was shot in like 70s porn film stock
just
or something.
Just the worst film stock available.
Yeah.
Low budget, man. It does affect things as simple as film stock.
But Jesus, like in the late 80s? No, that was early 90s.
That was 90, 91, yeah.
Jesus H.
Oh, a bad 90s film will look like it's out of the 70s.
No, it looks like
no
effing Nosferatu, man.
Stop motion graphics really? Like King Kong. But, yeah, I mean, just, I loved his damn movies. I can vividly remember watching Ferris Bueller, like, up through high school, no problem. Again, these movies, 10, 15 years old. In no way did you mock the 80s soundtrack. You identified with it. You know, the Simple Minds thing. You could have been, like, laughing at it like you would some Pat Benatar cut on the radio. But instead, it still sounds good and lively, and it applies to you.
No, it's like Fast Times, too. I know he didn't do that, but that's another 80s movie that doesn't seem
still
dated.
Still kicking, yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah, and it's not sugar-coated at all. You got What's-Her-Face getting abortions.
Right, that's kind of like, I guess, the same thing as Breakfast Club, but maybe Ferris Bueller's missing a little.
Ferris Bueller, what...
Because the 80s were like the sugar-coated decade. You had just like the stereotypical like action movies and sitcoms or whatever.
Everything was very over-the-top.
It was very Hollywood. Like
in a genre,
stereotypical
yes.
Hollywood. And so like the things that weren't that, you know, stand the test of time. It's like Metallica compared to like Poison or something.
Exactly. No, Metallica. And you look back, even Metallica, the 80s version of Hard, was still kind of crappy looking. Like, they still had their matching bandolier belts and that kind of junk. But
yeah, I mean, I think no matter what time you like, you can't be completely different, you know?
No.
But,
no
yeah,
one
yeah,
stands
wear,
completely
like,
out of the space-time continuum.
You know, it's like now, you know, maybe one day I'll look back and be like, oh, you had piercings, you look stupid or something. But at least I'm not, like, covered in essy tats. And I'll have like some.
You mean tribal tats, which are so.
Emo comb over, wearing like ass tight jeans that I got from Hot Topic.
Those are the most disgusting things on earth. The white person, I have literally no ass and I sit on my coccyx.
It's just like
uniform.
An emo scenester look. And maybe it's just me or is it finally seem to be going down the toilet?
Not so much. I definitely was down in Stafford yesterday.
Well, see, those people, you gotta figure that's like almost 10 years behind the time.
Well, yeah, I mean.
No, seriously, dude, you go back to like, if you go down like Woodbridge or Dumfries,
okay.
It's like stepping in an effing time.
I know, it's like a pee here from being in Kenya or something. But
it's true, man. Behind
no, there was a douche literally walking out of Hot Topic with the sleeves, you know, the tat sleeves going. Two gauged ears, like almost, you know, cock ring sized gauges in his ears.
Right.
And given we're talking about me, those are massive, massive gauges.
Was he like a manager or something, or just like customer?
No, like a 15-year-old with that wispy little mustache going, walking out of there to hit on the fat chick at the cell phone stand right in front of it. Oh, it was a treat. I definitely stood
What mall is this? Stafford Mall?
No, you know what? It was even 10 minutes south of Stafford. This is Fredericksburg.
Oh, I was going to say, like, does he have to go to Fredericksburg for a mall?
Stafford's got some stuff, but yeah, F-Burg has definitely got the big malls of the area. Oh, there's...
big mall.
There was some hurt and filth in those Fredericksburg. Hurting filth. Just disgusting.
I don't doubt it for a second, dude. What I've seen, like, Potomac Mills and Hoodbridge is bad enough. That's like halfway between civilization and Fredericksburg.
Oh, God. No, we'll get to that later. That is a show unto itself. The trash of Southern Virginia and Manassas.
Not even Southern. They still count themselves as Northern.
They're
Virginia.
Nova, yeah. It's like Southern. It's Sova Nova, you know?
But lower upper middle class.
Exactly.
Types.
I don't know, man. But you were touching on it a couple minutes ago, and this was kind of striking me. When I was thinking back to the Hughes films, What is it about Breakfast Club? Everyone loves it because they really can identify with everyone's life sucks, no matter what, you know, kind of tribe you belong to. Your life is crap.
Because I think
some
that's
way.
True as hell, and like in real life, you don't really realize that in high school. I mean, me, I wasn't concerned
with
like cliques or anything, but I don't know. I was kind
of. It's just weird to me what. Kind of is a truth in one film. You then look at Ferris Bueller.
But see, Ferris Bueller's fantasy because he has like the perfect life.
And that's what I'm saying. I guess people they love both sides of it. They want to know that life does suck for everyone, but they want to think that that fantasy can exist where you're banging the cheerleader and you've got your little butt buddy Cameron who will bail you out and give you Porsches to drive.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that was always weird to me. Those were like his two biggest films, as far as I'm concerned, and they're different sides of the coin.
Yeah, I mean, who knows who wrote them or whatever. I mean, Ferris Bueller, even though right, it doesn't have that grittiness to it.
It's
still funny though.
No,
it's
funny.
It's not like lame ass humor.
No, it's really funny, but it seems timeless as well. And really, the only thing's wrong with Ferris, it's like he's maybe gonna get. In trouble for skipping school too much, and is, you know, Cameron's helping bail him out on that?
I mean, it might...
The only serious part is Cameron dealing with his dad, who loves the car more than him.
Right.
And he kicks that mother effer right out that garage that's over the woods.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know.
Other than that, he's got the dad that looks like an older Zach Morris.
I mean, maybe...
The mom that looks like Zach Morris, kind of, come to think of it.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that... Because we weren't around. When did that come out?
That was 86.
Right, so we weren't like actively watching movies then. I mean, maybe that's just like the lucky one that got remembered, you know, that got the mainstream media attention. I'm sure there are plenty of other like cool underground 80s comedies that were never heard of.
Oh, definitely. I'm just going for his collection.
Why is Green Day lasted and like... Rancid or something like, you know, flounders. Like, why did one make it and one not?
Oh,
it's not necessarily because one's, like, much, much better. It's just luck. That's just the way it happened. You know, lightning happened to strike them.
I guess. I mean, for my money, for a band, it's a much more active thing to stay alive, though.
Like, no, because I'm sure there's plenty of bands who've put out, like, much better work. And just if radio and MTV didn't latch onto it, hey, you're effed.
Well, no,
you
get discovered. But as a band, you can quite easily be almost undiscovered with a few albums that don't then get picked up. For a movie, you kind of just need to put it out there. And as long as it was a big hit when it hit, it got all the exposure it's ever going to need. A movie doesn't need to tour 5 years down the line or put out new albums.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? A movie just goes out there, and if it was big, it's then left to kind of weather on its own. Is it going to stand the test of time? And for whatever reason, Ferris has.
Again, it's just
and
like
Breakfast Club has.
People latch on to things like
Look at Revenge of the Nerds. You could have equally said Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, those are good movies from what I remember. I've never seen them.
Decent flick. Revenge of the Nerds is about, you know, life kind of sucking for a lot of people. But that thing hasn't aged worth a damn. It's horrible. I watched it on Hulu the other day.
You know, like same with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That movie's a piece of S to me. I can't sit through it.
That's
you know, they show it every damn Saturday at midnight at any theater in the country.
Do love it, man.
What else? Like, damn it, I thought of another example besides that. God damn it, can't remember. I don't know.
It's all good.
But
we can get to other things we hate and in the form of the Paul McCartney concert.
Sure.
Which you skipped out on.
If we're talking about like things that are overrated, yet people just
overrated
manage to carry on.
Luck managing to carry its fame through the years, white people, you know, Zach Morris looking people.
Right.
Everything. Everything ties into Paul McCartney in that sense. After we wrapped up the show last week, Dearest Mom had won a couple of Paul McCartney tickets at the, was it FedEx Field?
Landover?
Yeah, out in Landover, Saturday, I don't know, I think he was supposed to go on 7:30. Of course he went on at 9, but that's just
how it works. Was there an opener?
Yes, some DJ spinning Beatles records.
Oh, geez. Well, that's what they mean by show starts at 7:30.
Well, and of course, I knew that, so we got there pretty much on time, but... Yeah. I can't tell you how many people, when we walked in at 8:40, were like, how did you know he wouldn't be on until now?
Because an effing Beatle. Was he going to go on before the effing sunset?
That verbatim. That
you think
is what I said.
A goddamn Beatle is going to perform during the day?
I was like...
Fred Durst won't even do that, let alone Paul McCartney.
Vanilla Ice would turn up his nose at dusk.
No, I remember Fred Durst one time, you know, like those... K-Rock, I think one of those kind of festivals in New York.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically their version of HF Festival. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's how he got into, like, the Creed singer. Like, Fred Durst would not go on while the sun was still up.
Thank you.
So he, like, still held up, like, the entire remaining bill until the sun set. Then he would come on.
You
I guess it was just Creed afterward, and then Creed got pissed.
You earn that right with a certain level of success. It's kind of demeaning to go on and the house lights don't need to be up.
Jesus, even Neurosis wouldn't, like, perform during the day on Ozzfest.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they did, because
it's just not done. And
move.
You would be shocked how many of these million-dollar mouth breathers were in the audience holding their $12, you know...
The ticket says 7:30.
Yeah, their little urine sample-sized cup of beer that they've knocked back six or eight of at that point. And it was like, why? Where's Macca?
Well,
why ain't he on yet?
If you can't trust Ticketmaster, who can you trust?
Exactly. So, for my money, going anywhere with Mom is a chore. I love her. She brings me food. I'm currently residing in her house because my life is going where I want it to. And, you know, God bless her, but whenever you get in close confines with her, is it just like a switch flips?
It's just, I think, leaving the house, like going out in public. The fact that her, it's going out, she gets dressed up. And
it's this big, fancy production.
Right, to you and me, it doesn't mean S.
No, it's nothing. It's like I take a dump, I go out.
Right, but to her, this is like... big social time, like
she has to get
effing bell the ball
bangled up, yeah, put on her duds.
Oy, oy.
And that translates to her being uppity and angry,
yeah,
from the get-go.
To her, it's like effing senior prom. You mess up one thing, you're toast.
Oh, yeah, you made for a bad picture, you just ruined her memory.
Right, so, yeah, that's it.
I know with her, I don't know if other human beings are like this. She's really the only one. It starts always with the power play over the air conditioner in the car.
Or the window.
I starts with me turning down a window. And instantly they are rolled back up by that wizened paw reaching out for the window control.
In her defense, I remember like when I had long hair, or hair at all, like I remember I'd get pissed when people put down the windows or whatever because he messes it up.
She explains, my hair is done. Why would you do that to my hair?
Yeah.
All right, turn on the air condition. Instantly reaches out to shut it down to the most minimal of levels. John, why are you doing this to me?
See, that's her fault. It's not to you. Maybe you're hot. Maybe she should consider that.
It's the most solipsistic worldview I've ever encountered.
No, everything's... It's Maria-centric.
What is being done to Maria by this person? What is... Her way of thinking is so bent. It's delicious. It's like, God, why are they acting like that to deal with me in such a manner?
No, it's why are you doing this to me?
Everything is bent around her.
Yeah. No, that's why she's extremely selfish.
The way she
ways.
Thinks of the JFK assassination is, why would Lee Harvey Oswald do that? It didn't
to
affect me.
Me.
Yeah. The but, fool.
No, I mean, same thing even with her being nice and, like, feeding us. It's because it makes her feel good. That's why, like, even if you're not hungry, she'll still feed you. Because she wants to feel like she did something.
She wants to alleviate her guilt.
Or she wants to feel like she's needed. I don't know what itch of hers it scratches. Lord knows I sure as hell don't have it.
God bless. What can you do? What can you do? She's
nothing.
She's just turned 66. The tiger ain't changing its stripes at this point. We got another 15 years or so to weather the
you
storm.
You can. I mean, I've found, like, if you put your goddamn foot down with her hard enough. but I mean, she'll be back at it the next
time. I'm getting so agitated just thinking back to the car ride because we.
That's a long ride.
Oh, yeah. In traffic.
That's like opposite sides of the beltway.
Without traffic, Landover's an easy 45 minutes for us.
Right.
You can only imagine what it's like when it kicks into standstill mode the instant you get over the bridge, the Woody Wilson.
Because of the concert or just...
Because of the concert. In fact, before the Woody Wilson, it's standstill level.
Jesus. Effing Alexandria.
She's calmed down at this point. I guess for whatever reason, she's taken it on, you know, taking it on the chin like a soldier about the air. There's just enough so that I'm not dying.
Right.
Her hair isn't being mussed. We've thrown on WTOP, the only station that's not going to cause any fighting. And we finally pull in. I got to say, F you to the concert staff and F you to the layout in general of FedEx. There's a reason I love the Redskins. If you gave me front row 50-yard line seats, I would never go in a million years. I mean, it was almost 2 hours to get there.
Jesus.
Yeah, so you're talking easily an extra hour or so traffic. Then when you're pulled in...
They charge you like $25 for parking?
We did not get Heberood for any cash, but...
Just at Skins games?
Yeah. It was easily another 15 minutes of being wound through these little passageways of tape, and it was just a cluster F. We finally, you know...
It's kind of like a Nissan, or is it worse?
Far worse.
Yeah, in Nissan, that
far
never
worse.
Been that
Shame
bad.
It.
Of course, we always show up like... toward the end of the goddamn show.
Well, the other thing is, too, I guess because Nissan has some cheap seats, it's also this totally uppity, honky crowd. And, of course, that has to do with kind of the show.
Trap.
Yeah, I mean, it's Paul McCartney, so who are you expecting? The Lil Wayne crowd here?
Yeah.
But everyone is just rich. They look like business school grads toting around their girlfriends. You had a couple dirty hippies, but really you'd be shocked at how many, like, 30-somethings were there, towing around like a 30-something girlfriend. It's like, what the hell are you even doing here?
I don't know.
It did not make sense to me.
No, I figured it'd be, like, a lot old people, man.
Yeah, it was just... And you get in the building, and I don't... Maybe it's just me. A football stadium in general should seem, like, kind of tough as nails. Like, the old Eagles stadium and the visitors' locker room, they would have rat problems and stuff. Like, people were literally scared to go into the old Eagles stadium.
Yeah.
And this place is like a resort. Like, I can't tell you. I swear to God, there are, like, cigar bars built into the club level.
No, it's like
level.
The new Yankee stadium. It's
just
all designed to get your money. It's an effing business. It's like a strip club, basically.
It's just so disgusting.
Any
like,
opportunity
is it almost
to
apologizing
bilk you,
to you?
They will take.
Yeah, it's like, well, you might be at a football game, but you can be as like honky-ish as you want.
No, because even in baseball game, no one watches the damn game. They're there to like eat and occasionally look at the game. Like anyone will say, it's better to just watch the effing thing on TV.
People just go there to be seen, I guess.
Yeah, or it's an event.
It's like
a social event.
You went out. Exactly. I can't tell you how many people were, like, in almost cocktail dresses, crap like that.
Yeah, and, like, they want you to sit down during the effing concert. They'll be out walking around.
No one's looking at you. You're going to be sweating your balls off at the show you're in with, like, 50,000 other tards.
Were you guys on the ground or the seats or what?
We were in, it's the club level, so it's kind of a middle tier, but they're pretty good seats overall. And the club level is the one that has the really fancy restaurants. You know, you're above the lower people. You're in the club level. So that has the really nice crap lying around.
Box seats are probably.
Yeah, and really the ritzier restaurants to eat at.
Right.
Because there's countless restaurants. They can't just serve you a mother effing hot dog.
Oh, God. It's like Ruth's Chris at that place.
I swear I would so lay money that there was.
Jesus H.
It just.
So what the hell? You're supposed to like go there and sit down? They don't even bring you the food?
Well, there's definitely a little of that. No. Well, I take that back. You would sit kind of away from the show, and I guess...
You could kind of look as you eat.
Yeah, you could eat a little bit, but then you'd come out to see the show. It's just, it's so much crap when you're just going to see a goddamn show. Like, what's wrong with the show?
You don't need, like, a three-course meal.
Being the effing entertainment. I'm going to a concert. Guess what? I'm going here for the concert, not to eat a goddamn $100 meal, get my cigar buy-in done...
Yeah.
Buy a DVD player while I'm at it. What?
Like that's this area, man. It's yuppie as ass.
I just hate it. It kills me, man. And he himself, I gotta give it up to the old Mother F. He did a decent show.
He played Live and Let Die?
Yes, he did.
Was it like just all old, like the hits, basically?
It was just Wings and Beatles, man. He did not screw around.
Like no new stuff?
Very little, if any. Yeah, I mean, good. Like two new songs.
Come Together?
I didn't hear Come Together. I either skipped out for it because I definitely boogied before the finales were done, the encores. But he definitely adhered to David Spade's advice for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Open with Freebird, close with Freebird, and play it a few times in the middle. He was just banging out the hits, man.
That's always shit.
And he was pretty likable because we were never raised on the Beatles. I don't give a goddamn about the Beatles.
No.
I always thought they were overhyped. As the Mia Wallace says in Pulp Fiction, you're either a Beatles man or an Elvis man. Well, guess what? I'm a goddamn Elvis man. Yeah. Prototypical rock star. Did, you know, drugs, trash hotels, bang chicks left and right.
No, if I had to pick one, I'd definitely go with Elvis.
Thank you. You're a sensible
man. I'm not,
man.
Like, as familiar with his stuff as you are, but to me, he's like the Stones, you know? It's, like, more rock. Beatles just, I don't know.
Beatles after almost, I want to, not really the Ed Sullivan era, but there came a certain time, I guess it was Sgt. Pepper's Onward, where it just
tripped out.
It was the birth of pretension
in
music.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what's wrong with songs about holding hands and, you know, whatever? Why do I have to hear Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Makes me think of that effing Dewey Cox song.
God bless. Walk Hard. What a fine film.
That was pretty damn good. I had some laughs in there.
I loved it.
I put it, like, kind of reminded me, like, Ladies Man-ish.
I don't remember so much Ladies Man. But God bless the Netflix. I'll punch it right up for us.
Like, I don't know. I wouldn't put it on par with Kingpin or anything like that, but it had some decent laughs in there.
I definitely think it ages really well, man. Watch it again. You'll laugh easily just as hard. Hmm. And I will screw you. Judge me if you want, audience. Audience of one or two. I loved me some Dewey Cox.
No, I'm not going to say it sucked. Better than a lot of, like, especially SNL movies or whatever you want to call it. Apatow.
That whole, Apatow production, Will Ferrell, goddamn improvising left and right.
Yeah.
90% of his improvisations just sucking ass. What's wrong with a script in a comedy, goddammit?
That's why Talladega is, like, much better.
Because he actually adheres to a script for the most part.
Or it's just edited like hell.
Yeah, they rein him in.
Because I've seen, like, the DVD cut is pretty different from the theatrical ones.
Easily another 10.
Yeah.
Just damn awful for my money. I'd kill to have the theatrical cuts of both Anchorman and Talladega.
Well, no, that's what's at Talladega. Oh, is it? It's not on the DVD?
I don't think so.
You're right, actually. You just put it in play, and that's what you get.
No, it pissed me off.
It's just the director's cut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's next on the agenda?
We could touch a little on Mariah's birthday production in general.
I don't know. Pretty uneventful by our standards.
Yeah, I think
no massive blow-ups.
Well, we explained that whenever you go out with the mom, she's prone
to
kind of...
It's all about her.
It's all about her. And
even if it's your birthday, it's all about her.
Yeah. That's happened more than one time.
No, she got pissed at me this year because I spent my birthday at the gym and then with some chick.
Yeah. And, definitely, was it this year or last year we attempted Cheesecake Factory?
With Allison?
With Allison.
That was last year for your birthday, I'm pretty sure.
And sure enough, I was at the table. You and Mom were rather silent, and I was goofing off with Allison, talking to her. And she got really, really pissed about it. And I explained to her, this is my birthday, and if you lip up again, I am marching the hell out the door. And she did within 5 seconds, and I definitely cleaned the F out of there.
Yeah, no, that was last year, I remember, because, basically then she and I got into it, and...
Oh, I'm sure.
I didn't drive over there. You drove me over there. And you were pissed because I mentioned something like you called over a guy to work on the heat without calling the landlord first.
Yeah.
So, like, you were mad at me. You drove me over. And so you took off. I don't know what the hell happened to Allison. I think I don't even effing remember. But basically,
it was a good fight.
No, it was, dude, I don't even think you know. Like, I drove back to Mom's in her car.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want her to drive. I thought she might get in an accident. She's so pissed off.
Yeah.
But I didn't even want to ask her for, like, a ride to drive me back to our house. So I effing walked in
really?
The cold. And it was, like, 10 effing degrees. I didn't have a jacket.
I remember that.
I was freezing. Finally, Allison met me, like, at the McDonald's in Greenbrier. But I walked from mom's house that far, like, freezing my ass off. Like, wearing nothing but, like, a Dickies sweatshirt.
Oh, man. Well, this year we returned to the scene of the crime. I guess she wanted to prove to the world that the Papa Georgia's could do the Cheesecake Factory right. And I don't know. Nothing. She's calmed down a little bit. She does seem to listen a little more, because she definitely pulled out her move. She did the cameras out, and we're going to take pictures of us eating, because no one... She's like a 16-year-old girl with a Facebook account.
Dude, like, that's sub-trailer trash to me. Look at us eating a dang old fancy Cheesecake Factory living high on the hog.
We didn't even have our plates out, for God's sake. At least take a picture of some fettuccine so you can prove something here.
That's really, like, what really baffles me about her. It's just like...
Well,
like I've said, it's like bringing a junkyard dog to a silent auction.
No, what?
Like,
you said put it away. She put it away. So I was shocked.
As well,
that.
You should, man. Like, did you just fall off the effing turnip truck?
She did not.
Who the F takes pictures at an effing restaurant?
Well, like a chain, too. And yeah.
Look at the scene at the damn old Olive Garden.
Yeah. This third pound cheeseburger really is bigger than that quarter pounder.
I don't get it.
Them McDonald's Jews did their math right.
Like, just think about it. Do you ever see anyone taking a picture, especially in a goddamn dimly lit restaurant? No. There's a reason for that.
No, like, no one...
No one wants to see effing flashes going off while they're effing eating.
It's the behavior of, like, a drunken sorority girl.
It's even below that. Like, I don't know anyone who...
At least they're at a party or something.
Pull that ass. Like, I can't even, like, comprehend that. That was just bizarre to me.
It's weird. So much of our personalities in general, I think, is a calculated... response to what she has put out there. So, like, the way that we're kind of quiet in general, you gotta think some of that is because she just does not shut the F up.
Yeah, probably. Or, like, maybe from dad, too, but yeah. No, you tend to rebel against your parents.
So. Yeah, I think a lot of us.
No, like, why we enjoy, like, solitude and silence.
Yeah.
Because we got none of it growing up.
The only problem is, like, she's pretty broke and we didn't rebel by, like, making lots of money. Like, we picked the wrong field to kind of.
No, I mean, I've always, like, wanted to be comfortable. I never, like, gave it us to be, like, rich, but...
Well, I'd enjoy a few more ducats for comfort, but whatever. I don't know. So, it's not the biggest chunk of show here. It's just kind of us being impressed that things went decently.
Yeah, they should have, for once.
Well, we went home. There wasn't any big fight there. I mean, again, the ritual is we have to take, what is it? It's a picture.
Sing happy birthday three times.
It's three times because she's OCD about numbers. And three, I guess, for the Holy Trinity thing, because she's OCD about Jesus, too. So we said, we're not singing it three times. Sure enough, she let it go for once. Because typically, it's, we'll sing it all once, and then two times, she'll mutter
sing it. By herself.
She'll mutter it under her breath really, really quickly, as if we're not going to notice what she's doing. Like she's just weaving a spell or something to make the cake extra delicious. So, you and I just have to kind of stare down like, this is our life, this is our life, as she does it two more times. And then she'll blow out the candles.
And then taking pictures on disposable analog film cameras.
Well, we gave her a digital camera a long time ago. God forbid that actually get used. So it's like she juggles the digital with the disgusting little disposable that just makes for the... You know, and you'll hear the dumbest questions like, oh, I hope that picture turned out okay. Gee, if they'd invented a camera that lets you, like, see the picture as you take it and look at it afterward. God, what a great invention.
And then just, yeah, like, even, like, a picture of all of us together. It's like, oh, I want one with just John. It's like...
Well, it's first, what, all three of us have to be together.
I don't even
know. Then there's one with you. Then there's one with me. Mind you, these have to be taken on both the disposable and the digital.
Yeah, it was just...
Then there's one of the two of us taken... And typically, we try to work one of the pets in.
I don't know. It's just like, when do you ever catch her even looking at this S?
Never.
Right.
It just sits
on an effing stack on the computer desk.
Yeah, completely burying it in trash. It's never. The only time it's looked at any of these pictures she snaps.
Like right when they're brought home after they're developed.
Oh, she actually looks then? I was going to say when.
I do. But she probably doesn't.
When they get such, like, height to the pile that it spills over. And she has to pick him up off the floor. And then it's like, oh, look at the memories.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's OCD. She needs to watch that show Obsessed on, like, Learning Channel or whatever.
Maybe she got, like, way too into it, though. I don't know. But overall, pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
There were no fights. We watched Walk Hard as a finale. Mariah seemed happy.
So, went well compared to other years and other birthdays. So.
Oh, it's... I would say it's definitely the least bloody since maybe the Talladega birthday.
I can't keep anything straight.
Oh, I remember that one because I took her to a ball game. So that was Talladega and ball game. She loved that one. I would say this is the most resounding success since then. So we've had probably like two crap birthdays in between.
I don't remember.
I barely can keep track myself, but I remember the movie we saw. That's about it. Speaking of things Mariah loves, let's get on to Paula leaving American Idol.
I really don't give an S. I bet it's just a stunt.
Is that what you're thinking? I think she had an agent blowing a ton of smoke up her ass saying she could command more cash. Because Simon's making, I think Simon and Fatso from Journey, Randy, are...
No one's mentioned him. I know Simon pulls down like 34 mil a year or something.
Simon makes sick cash, but it's his thing. And they don't have a show without Simon, for my money.
I mean...
Because they're just going to get some nice little bastard in there, and then it's going to be...
They effed it up with adding the fourth, and now they're like, leave... I don't know. You really shouldn't F with that trinity, man. That was established for, what, 7 years?
Yeah, three's a magic number.
The rates... Are,
just ask Maria.
The ratings are already dropping, like...
Well, it's old.
They're shooting themselves in the foot. I think what I'm thinking is they're going to test the waters, you know, like, see what the ratings are like without her, and if they're the same, more or less... You know, they're not going to get her back, but if there's, like, a huge dip... You
for my money, whatever was going to happen with her there is going to happen without her. She is an ant on the ass of that show. She commands nothing. We've seen...
Yeah, but
didn't
still,
she have a dating show, like, 2-3 years ago?
I don't know.
She had some kind of reality show that got, like, no play.
Oh, yeah, she had a reality show.
Yeah. And she doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
Answers that question, doesn't it? I mean, she... Out of all of them, she is the biggest nothing. For my money. Mom loves her, but that's...
Or Randy. I mean, I don't think anyone really miss Randy.
Randy's a pissant, too, but Randy knows to keep his mouth shut. He's never making scenes. He's not making his own reality shows.
In fact, it's like people get used to him, you know? It's almost like family.
Yeah.
Sort of. So, like...
Your fat black Uncle Randy.
Right. So, it's... I don't know. We'll have to see what the ratings are, but... Well, it can't. I don't think it's going to benefit them in any way.
What was funny is I know a lot of people thought they were going to go back down to three for whatever reason. Like they're going to take this. More than one person I know thought they were kind of using Kara almost as an insurance policy against Paula. Like, look, bitch, you want to take this break next year? We've got your replacement in the wings already.
No, everyone hates Kara, so that doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'd like to put stones to her, but
she seems like a dumb C.
Really? Oh, she's rich and got a pretty... Whoa, did you just bust ass that loudly?
No, what the hell? I thought it was you.
Oh, no. I guess I was screwing with a mic cord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, it sounded impressive, whatever it was. But they are not going to take the opportunity to go back down to three. They've already lined up Posh. Took them one day to be like, hey, let's get someone who used to be attractive and kind of danced and sang.
Yeah, she took her implants out, though. She's nothing.
Have you seen her without them or no?
I haven't like seen her like a bikini or something, but
I have not seen her without the inner tubes in.
No, that's terrible. That's the best thing she ever did.
Yeah, she was a little petite before that. They definitely helped out.
No, big mistake. It was like also she could get the cover of Vogue or something.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's like maybe they have a no implant policy for their cover girls.
Just chain them down for 2 seconds.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, that's sad, man. But yeah, she's gonna be. At least for a chunk of time, a guest host. I think Katy Perry.
I know.
What is it about her that, like, despite the fact she's got a vish body, I just don't find her hot?
I think she's hot as ass.
I don't find her that sexy, man. I mean, again, if it fell out of a plane and into your lap, sure, but...
I don't know. I dig, like, black hair and pale skin.
So who's the girl from 500 Days of Summer that you'd also want?
Zoe Deschanel or whatever?
Deschanel, exactly. Some kind of really, really German
name. Yeah, don't they look like exactly the same?
Except one important difference, but yeah.
One has a giant rack.
Yeah, well, two differences, if you will. But facially, it's the same chick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, they're both hot. Same thing with the chick from Twilight. Kristen Stewart.
Her I like.
Yeah.
I dig her, but she's got a little bit of a different thing going.
No, she's got like the Reese Witherspoon, like Alicia Silverstone face, but...
Good call.
Same, like...
Really hadn't put that together.
Dark hair, like pale skin.
I don't think anyone quite has that Reese face. That thing's got a chin like, I don't know
well,
what.
She kind of does, I thought.
Really?
Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Eh, it seems pretty tame for my cash.
I don't know. You ever see that Family Guy where like he cuts open the safe with Reese Witherspoon's chin?
Of course. Yeah. I've pretty much seen every episode.
Really?
Yeah, man. Something to do on a Sunday night while I'm working at XM.
But, yeah, no, Katy Perry and her fun bags get me watching, and I hate that show.
All right.
We'll see what she's wearing. Because she already performed, like, last year.
She was in, like, an Elvis jumpsuit last year, and it said...
Camel toe.
I think it said Go Adam.
Yeah.
Vote Adam, some junk like that.
They edited it out for the West Coast feed or something.
That's right, they blurred it.
So as not to bias the audience.
Yeah, Katy Perry and the sway of her obvious intelligence.
The sway of her meat curtains.
And the gentle breeze. Speaking of kind of song, you know, songstresses, we're going to touch a little on Lady Gaga.
Who also performed on Idol. Where did you read this? That's where I looked at Dirty last night.
I caught a clip. Because
then I looked at like other more mainstream sources. I saw nothing about it.
Well, I saw this clip on What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Right.
Well, you know, it's so sad. I work at a news station, but I can't be bothered to read that or BBC.com or CNN.com. But at work, I'm always reading, like, the superficial.
blogs.
Yeah, TMZ, What Would Tyler Durden Do? All kinds of it's famous chicks in bikinis and then, like, start out nipples if they're topless. And so you have something to look forward to when you go home.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I whale out a batch to this stuff ever, but it's something to look at work.
No, I've tried. It's not strong enough.
It's just boring, yeah. It's just boring.
It's like trying to get drunk off Kahlua.
It's not going to work, and you're really going to end up bored. Just wondering when the last hour
went. No, once you
went.
Compare it to the... Like, yeah, it looks good if you're at work or something, but when you go home and...
Yeah, exactly.
The world is your oyster.
No, you're so pumped because it's like, oh, I'm going to see, like, Posh's nipples, you know, bringing up a...
And it's like, meh.
Yeah, you get home, it's like, let's go to Bang Bros Network. Let's get it hooked up here. Let's do this right. But there's a clip of Lady Gaga kind of standing up or strutting. Something causes her little mini skirt to ride. And I'll be damned if there isn't like a little Fisher Price, my first penis looking thing that's dangling out. I mean, it's grainy.
Saw a still on the Dirty, but they're showing some other photo of her squatting and like, she's got, like, some monster labia.
It's grainy, like a picture of Nessie or Bigfoot.
Well, did you read, like, what she wrote?
This is attributed to her. It is not, like, there's no footage of her saying this. This is someone said she said this, pretty much.
Oh, so it wasn't, like, on a blog or anything?
No, it is not, like, LadyGaga.com.
Yeah, I looked for that. And I
with two
it.
Winged angels on either side, you know, and the cherubim saying this, we present the following text. And here it is. I definitely copied it
because nice.
It was pretty funny. And
the way it's phrased.
Well, it's a really well-done fake because you could totally imagine this coming out of her mouth if she were drunk and, like, F it, career suicide, who cares?
Well, no, again, because, like, my thought was, you know, it's kind of like what the Dirty said. Like, she's just saying that to F with people and get more attention. Like, it's probably not true, but she's just saying it again because it's going to get headlines. It's going to keep her name in the news.
Well, okay, here it is. It's speaking of...
Because honestly, how many, like, straight guy fans does she have? There's a lot of guys who, like, might want to bang her, but...
I think people will listen to the music, but there's not... See, I almost thought she'd kind of be your type because you're really into some... Busted noses here and there. Not all that. Like, you're not guaranteed.
No, I think she's pretty effing hot.
Yes.
Yeah, before.
I know your taste.
I don't know about now.
I was going to say, like, even you would like her dome piece pretty much.
Yeah. No, she got, like, the Dr. Zaius upper jaw.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, I could enjoy a beak, but.
She got a nice body, too.
Her body is sick. Her body. Oh, God, the ass on Lady Gaga. Should I say
sloppy.
Sir Gaga? Yeah. I don't care, man. Either way, that's a...
Master Gaga.
Yeah, that's a good fart vault on whatever that is. But Lady Gaga, supposedly on the topic of having a schlong. It's not something that I'm ashamed of. Just isn't something that I go around telling everyone. Yes, I have both male and female genitalia, but I consider myself a female. It's just a little bit of a penis and really doesn't interfere much with my life. At this point, it already sounds like BS, but whatever. The reason I haven't talked about it is that it's not a big deal to me. Like, come on. It's not like we all go around talking about our vages. I think this is a great opportunity to make other multiple gendered people feel more comfortable with their bodies. I'm sexy, I'm hot, I have both a poon and a peener. Big effing deal.
That was my favorite part.
Poon and a peener. And you could totally imagine that coming out of her crackpot mouth.
Yeah, but, I mean, aren't herms usually pretty manly looking, too? Like, you can't look.
They have a lean build, which she kind of does, except not they wouldn't really have the racola.
She got a big dumper.
It's not big, like, big, fat, you know, Kim Kardashian ass. Where it's 5 years
according
from just disaster.
To her frame, it is.
It's kind of like raw muscle, I'd say.
No, it looks pretty sloppy when you see like some close-ups of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I always thought it was just like a vice grip down there. But no. All right.
Nothing wrong with a little cellulite.
Well, no, it kind of
like
has
I never
to
like ragged or people ragged on Britney Spears when she was supposedly fat.
Well, she just
was like the best she ever looked. Honestly,
she was just always gross in the lid to me. Like, she always looked kind of trailer trashy, and now she just looks really trailer trashy. And also, I'm disgusted by motherhood. I really don't... I don't get the MILF concept. To me, it really doesn't exist all that much. Like, if you've had a kid, you're kind of gross to me from then on.
Like, how are you turned on by someone as a kid? Like, that makes you a pet.
Yeah, there's just something...
Are you hoping to hook up a threesome or something? Like...
Your body's been pummeled. There's no denying it. Your body's been pummeled. You know, like Rick James's legs by Charlie Murphy. Your abs split open. You've either got the C-section scar or your vag. Like, I'm supposed to act like my little sliver of meat can do anything to you when you've thrown a watermelon down that hallway at this point?
I haven't noticed any difference.
What kind of conceit is that?
Have you noticed the chicks, like, I mean, you banged moms before? Did you notice, like, a vast difference? I don't
know. No, I mean, it wasn't like I fell in or something.
I don't really notice anything. I don't know.
It wasn't a big difference. It's just like a psychological thing to me.
Yeah, I try not to think about those things. Same way, like, I try not to think about the fact that they have a kid.
Yeah, it's just, it's loaded dice anytime you pork someone. You could have an oopsies. Can you imagine an oopsies where, like, you're not just dealing with your oopsie? But someone else's, because you know she's
gonna... might be better, because maybe they'll be like, hey, I ain't dealing with another one. Like, I already got one I can't afford. I think it's more likely with some chick who hasn't been through it and doesn't know what it's really
God
like.
Oh, God bless they think that way, but I'm sure they would try to finagle it like, aha! Got him. Oh, the twofer's covered now.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
You gotta think like a woman. There's no logic here. I mean, come on. We're talking about a chick.
Now they have a daddy for... Bambino numero uno.
Exactly. Daddy, yeah. Little kid one's got daddy, and number two is going to always have his daddy. But
you're going to have your little half-sibling, and we'll be a fake family.
Yeah, just like The Hangover.
Oh, even.
Heather Graham's like, oh, daddy didn't mean to. Instantly. That guy's got to be essing his pants at that moment.
Oh, that was good.
Good film. Well, anything else you care to get to, good sir, or do you want to just get home?
What time is it?
We got about 53, 54. I think we can bail. Give Night Train Memories some time to pull into the station and set up.
I don't give an S, because if we were going to bitch about traffic, that'd probably take a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's a show or two unto itself. You've been listening to In Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. My brother, Will Papagiorgio, over there.
Yo, yo.
Best damn co-host I could ask for.
Aww.
You can listen every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, www.fcac.org/WEBR. We're on the cable, the TV. If you want to watch us as a program, Channel 37 on Cox. If you're poor and don't have a cable box, Poor Cox 10. Comcast 27, I don't know the Fios. And archives can be found at...
This piece of S is actually carried by Fios?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think legally bound to. You think they would go out of their way to carry this?
Otherwise, it's wrecked.
Yeah, it's us and Tom Gavin. And, you know, the only skill on the station is Night Train Memories. Coming up next with your host, Squire. Take it easy, folks.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go.
I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.